Listen. The Litvinenko Inquiry. Murder most mystifying. Truth perhaps about a Kremlin hit job, but little prospect of justice. An obscure refugee from Russia when he died in London in 2006, Alexander Litvinenko became famous only after his death. The former security policeman mixed with murky figures. He had received an allowance from a fugitive Russian tycoon, Boris Berezovsky. He was advising Britain's Secret Intelligence Service in an Anglo-Spanish operation which investigated links between Russian gangsterdom and the Kremlin's inner circle. He had made lurid allegations about Vladimir Putin's private life and about the way the Russian leader had gained power. Any of those could have a bearing on his agonizing fate, poisoning with polonium. Mr. Litvinenko's widow Marina has fought a dogged, dignified and cash-strapped battle for a public inquiry into the case. The government blocked this, citing unspecified national security concerns. But it flip-flopped in July 2014 as Britain's relations with Russia iced over. The inquiry began this week. Mrs. Litvinenko's lawyer spoke of an act of nuclear terrorism on London's streets. Some evidence will be heard in secret. It may involve Mr. Litvinenko's ties with Britain's spooks, but the most vital bit is thought to be an intercept of a Russian official communication obtained by America and shared with Britain, showing that the Kremlin knew and approved of the murder plot. Officials declined to comment on that. Andrei Lugovoy and Dmitry Kovtun, whom Britain's authorities named as the assassins, are in Moscow. They insist they are innocent and will not be taking part.